Instead of sacking the Justice Minister, President Cyril Ramaphosa has just given her a different ministry. Let us hear what Glynis Breytenbach, the Democratic Alliance's spokesperson for justice and constitutional development, thinks of that. Welcome, Glynis.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's seriously disappointing. The president sat on this thing for nearly 5 months with a deeply compromised, deeply conflicted justice minister. Did nothing, dithered, said he needs more time for what the Lord alone knows. And now he does this little sideways shuffle that's just an insult to the intelligence of all South Africans. It's a disgrace, really. I mean, there's nothing to be said about it.
Do you think a sacking would have been justified, Glynis?
Certainly. Everybody serves in the cabinet at the pleasure of the president. He's entitled to hire and fire his cabinet ministers as he sees fit. He shouldn't have appointed her because, you know, Mr. Milani says that he was aware of this fact that she was compromised when he appointed her. So he shouldn't have appointed her as the justice minister. You can't have somebody who's compromised and conflicted as the justice portfolio minister. It's big as the imagination. But having appointed her and now, you know, this thing broke, then he should have immediately asked her to step aside. She should have asked her to step aside of her own volition. Clearly, she wasn't going to do that. So then he should have moved her out of the way. She's innocent until proven guilty, and that's an absolute fact. Nobody's saying that she's guilty of anything. The fact is that there's a lot of stuff out there. It looks very credible. It is being investigated now by a variety of institutions. The NPA is involved. The Hawks are investigating. The Public Protector is now looking at it. You can't have that compromised, conflicted person as the head of the justice portfolio. So for 5 months, he sits on his hands and does nothing. Now, in a late night sort of semi-soft shoe shuffle, he moves her sideways to human settlements. Human settlements is important. It's important to millions of South Africans. Is he now suggesting that she's not okay as the justice minister because she's conflicted and compromised, but she's fine for the human settlement? Well, I mean, what does that say about how he views human settlements? She doesn't belong in the cabinet at the moment. She must let this thing run its course, and so should he. And once it's finalized, then you can reevaluate the position. But right now, she doesn't belong in cabinet.
As a former prosecutor, do you think there is a case to answer? That she does have a case to answer?
I have what everybody else in South Africa has. I've read the newspapers. I've seen the documents presented by the excellent investigation done by Polly van Wyk. And you know, it certainly looks like there's something there. The minister's own explanation to the portfolio committee was less than stellar, and clearly she misled us. The facts that now have emerged that contradict what she told us. So she wasn't entirely honest. She still, you know, hasn't been forthcoming with information, which is a concern. And the so-called loan documents that surfaced after some length of time had passed certainly look dodgy. But I don't have enough information to sit here and say, yes, there's a case or not a case. I need to see a properly investigated docket.
What do you make of the new Justice Minister now?
Well, you know, I've known Ms. Kabai for 10 years. She served on the kind of ad hoc committee with me, so I know her from there. She's had a lot of experience since in cabinet. I don't think, I speak under correction, but I don't think she's a lawyer, which is a pity. It's always better to have a justice minister who is a lawyer, but her deputy is a lawyer, so that's, you know, not the end of the world. I'm prepared to give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's see how things go. She did make a rather unfortunate statement about the illegal miners who were trapped underground and said that they, you know, should be persecuted. Just a couple of days ago. She may have meant to say prosecuted, but she certainly said persecuted and didn't correct herself. So that's a bit of a concern. You know, the South Africa is a constitutional democracy with a large emphasis placed on fair administrative practices and the rule of law. So if that is what she meant, she'll have to disabuse herself of that kind of notion very quickly. But let's give her the benefit of the doubt and see how things go.
Lastly, Glynis, please give us an update, a progress report on the on your anti-corruption commission bill's journey through Parliament.
Well, it's been presented to the portfolio committee. Of course, very predictably, MK objected to it very vociferously and raised some points that are erroneous in law, but nevertheless, there are some points that they had concerns with it. Of course, I expected them to have concerns with it, because if that legislation goes through, it will impact very directly on a lot of the MK members of parliament and a lot of the members of their party in particular. So I didn't expect them to be great fans of that legislation. But if we'd had such a body, if such a body had already been implemented, and really, which it should have been some time ago, then yeah, we wouldn't have had this conundrum with the Justice Minister, because it would have been independent from the NPA, and we wouldn't have had her sitting on top of the pyramid that deals with the investigation into herself. So it just underlines the fact that we need an independent Chapter 9 institution to deal with large-scale corruption and organized crime.
Thank you. That was Glynis Breytenbach, the Democratic Alliance's spokesperson for justice and constitutional development, speaking to BizNews, and I'm Chris Stain. Thank you, Glynis.
Sure, thanks.